Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Here comes another gorgeous fall day in North Texas. High today in the middle 70s. We'll warm up this weekend. Get your complete forecast from KRLD Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff on air at News Radio 1080 or online at krld.com. Your top local stories this morning. It's Thursday, October 17th. President Trump will visit North Texas today. He will hold a campaign rally at the American Airlines Center in Dallas tonight. KRLD's Alan Skaya starts our team coverage.
Some people outside the AAC, they've been sitting out here since Tuesday. The line now stretches a few blocks around the AAC. Some people farther back in line say they're just glad to know they're going to get in.
But I'll tell you what, he's the only person I'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and wait in line all day, you know, 12 plus hours.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it for anybody else. Well, I'd do it for Jesus, but I wouldn't do it for anybody else.
The plaza in front of the AAC just opened, and as people start winding through the gates there that are set up near the doors, they're chanting and cheering. The rally itself starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Dallas police are going to start closing streets this morning, though. Olive Street and All-Star Way close at 9 o'clock, and Houston Street and Victory Avenue will close at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Now, the president is expected to arrive in North Texas just before 1 this afternoon. He will land in Fort Worth and meet privately with supporters before heading to Johnson County to tour a new Louis Vuitton leather factory in Keene. Johnson County Sheriff Adam King says the president's visit there will not be open to the public.
There's not going to be any way for people to get in and out of that area while he's there. We're going to have the roads blocked off for obvious security reasons. And the other issue is the main road leading up to it from Cleburne is under construction. So that is that's a bad way to go on, even if the president wasn't here.
First daughter Ivanka Trump will also be on hand to tour the Keene facility. Texas Senator John Cornyn hoping the president's rally in Dallas will help his own reelection efforts.
Nobody's going to confuse me with the president's style of how he says and does things.
Senator Cornyn on a media call on Wednesday talking about his role in the Dallas rally. Cornyn says he's happy being the opening act for the president.
Politics is a combination of show business and policy making, and the president revels in this sort of entertainment aspect of politics, and the audience loves it.
Cornyn adding that he expects the crowd to rally behind President Trump, and he hopes they rally behind his reelection in 2020 as well. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
While the president and company hold their rally in Dallas tonight, a former Texas congressman running for the Democratic presidential nomination plans to hold a counter rally in Grand Prairie.
Former El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke, one of nearly 20 Democrats still in the running for their party's nomination, will address supporters at the theater in Grand Prairie.
To stand up against hatred and fear and racism and the violence that so often unfortunately follows.
Earlier this year, O'Rourke also held a counter rally while President Trump held a campaign event in O'Rourke's hometown of El Paso. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Stay with KRLD throughout the day for the latest coverage of President Trump's visit to North Texas. The boxer who survived a dramatic car wreck in Dallas, an accident captured on video, is now charged with DWI.
Police say Errol Spence Jr. was speeding down Riverfront Boulevard last week when he crashed, flipping his Ferrari several times before he was thrown from the vehicle. Spence was treated at a hospital in Dallas and was released on Wednesday. He is now charged with DWI, a Class B misdemeanor. Police say that since it was a one-vehicle wreck and no one else was injured, they will not try to determine exactly how fast Spence was going at the time of the crash. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We have the video of Spence's crash on our website, krld.com. Even after the old CEO stepped down, some Dallas City Council members not yet ready to give Visit Dallas a new contract. KRLD's Austin York has an update.
A scathing audit in January showed a bloated compensation package for its CEO and an oversized board that recklessly spent nearly $150 million. Months later, and with different leadership, Visit Dallas sat in front of the city council trying to convince them to give them another contract to market the city. But councilmen like Omar Narvaez says they haven't earned the trust of the city back and have spent too much time marketing the region, not Dallas.
I think that it's time that you realize who your boss is. Your boss is the city of Dallas.
Councilwoman Kara Mendelson says a new agency may be needed.
Any board that's a nonprofit, that's a $20 million agency that doesn't have a CPA for their chief financial officer, that alone is reason enough to change your board structure because the financial oversight wasn't happening in a way it should.
A vote will be held in November when an amended contract is expected to come back to council. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A passion project decades in the making, celebrating its grand opening today in Denton. The new Serve Denton Center opens today on the east side of Loop 288.
We're going to fulfill a dream that was first proposed by the mayor of the city of Denton back in 1976.
That's CEO Pat Smith, who says the facility will house more than a dozen services, including a health center.
They take Medicaid, Medicare, and all forms of insurance, but they can see the doctor, get their labs done, and get a prescription literally at one time.
Children's Advocacy Center for Denton County will be housed there as well, along with resources for food, housing, mental health, and more. Open house tours continue at the new Serve Denton Center until 11 this morning.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.